Nolte, dwarf actors plan to protest Snow White for not hiring dwarfs to play dwarfs. By John Nolte on March 17, 2025. Dwarf actors are planning to protest outside Disney Studios against the grooming syndicate's outrageous decision to use CGI dwarfs in what is supposed to be a live-action Snow White remake, The Standard reports. Dwarf actress Allie Chapman said the remake is a total travesty. Her husband, who is also a dwarf, said, "We've been totally shut out, but we're not going down quietly. It's hard enough in Hollywood. Everyone's trying to make their dreams come true. When you're a little person, opportunities are few and far between. I was born to play Dopey. Who can blame them? I certainly don't. From the beginning, I have said it is outrageous that dwarf actors were not cast as the seven dwarfs in this $300 million live-action remake. In a Hollywood culture that supposedly embraced DEI as though it would save them from drowning. How do you exclude dwarfs when everything is supposed to be about feeling seen and inclusion?" This all started with actor Peter Dinklage, who upon hearing about the remake lashed out at the idea of including dwarfs. "It makes no sense to me," he said. "You're progressive in one way, but then you're still making that fucking backward story about seven dwarfs living in a cave together." I understand why Dinklage did it. He's no dummy. When it comes to hiring little people, he's the go-to guy and doesn't want the competition. But the dummies at Disney immediately caved. Removed the seven dwarfs, and replaced them with full-size magical beings, who looked ridiculous. After the magical being backlash, rather than hire seven dwarf actors who undoubtedly need the work and would like to feel seen, Craven Disney used CGI dwarfs instead. The organizer of the protest told The Standard, "If Hollywood is about inclusion and diversity, then you could have had talented little people actors in all of these roles." He added, "This is a moment in history. Equality is a movement, but when it comes to little people, no one in Hollywood is listening. This is not the only time oh so progressive Hollywood has erased dwarfs from a remake." The insufferable Taika Waititi remade Terry Gilliam's classic 1981 comedy Time Bandits into an Apple TV Plus streaming series without dwarfs. As far as Disney, does anything reveal more about this degenerate company than the fact they are eager to expose small children to transvestites, drag queens, homosexuality, and transsexuals, but not dwarfs? Snow White hits theaters this weekend. The early box office projections are not good. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.